The Banshee Labyrinth is the self-proclaimed most haunted nightclub in Scotland. Areas of the pub were once part of the infamous underground vaults of Edinburgh, a dark, dank, windowless area that became home for the homeless, the criminals, and the prostitutes. A lawless society that imposed its own justice, often in a cruel and violent manner. It was here that many people met a gruesome end, if the lack of sunlight, clean water and sanitation didn't kill you, then the occupants certainly would. Within the club, many staff will tell the patrons not to leave their glasses alone, as an unseen hand will creep out of nowhere, suddenly clutching it and throwing it violently against a wall. The most famous spirit that lives here is known as the Banshee. On one occasion, two workers were renovating the pub, and heard a blood-curdling scream coming from within the vaults. The men explored where they heard this frightening sound, but found nothing. Shortly after, one of the men received a phone call informing him that one of his close relatives had just passed away. The cry of the Banshee is said to be a warning, proclaiming a sudden and unexpected death. So, keep a close ear to the ground tonight. You don't want to hear the piercing shriek anytime soon. The vaults were bricked up in the mid-1800s and were only rediscovered in the 1980s. Along with this, at the front of the club was the home of one of the richest men in Edinburgh at the time, Lord Nicol Edwards. Edwards was the Lord Provost of Edinburgh during the reign of James VI of Scotland and was reputedly a vile man. Not only did he abuse his own wife horribly, but he is said to have had a basement dungeon beneath his house where he personally tortured suspects before trial. There are three notable spirits within the premises. Molly was a young girl of about 8 years old age who disappeared within the vaults in very mysterious circumstances. Many years later, when workmen were excavating the vaults, they found, behind a newly exposed fireplace, a pair of shoes with the name Molly written in them. As they tidied up their excavation, they placed some heavy stools within the fireplace, only to see them propelled by the area. Molly didn't want her resting place disturbed by the stools. The second, the Watcher, who we've met before, is known to frequently visit the vaults. Moving silently, he'll target those he feels have offended him, appearing suddenly out of nowhere, rushing close to the victim's face, leaving them transfixed with fear. When they stare into his face, there's nothing to see except a dark, bloodied void. He'll then walk away. An appearance by the Witcher within these vaults is said to bring a curse upon those who see him. Lastly, a calming presence. Boots also resides at the vaults. He patrols the corridors and cellars, and many people have heard his boots striking the floor. There's a sense that he's looking after the premises and patrons alike, keeping an eye out for the Watcher, helping to prevent harm coming to his guests. So, you'll find the good and the bad here. However, now onwards to our next ghoulish location.